Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Eric Peterson.
This is Eric.
Mr. Peterson, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or you need me to read it over?
No, it's clear.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
1968.
Yep. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve life, 5 means it will do a lot more to improve the quality of life in Levine. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
Four.
Four? What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
One.
One. What about more dining and entertainment options?
Four.
Four, thank you. What about better street and road maintenance?
Five.
Thank you. What about better public transportation options?
Two.
Two, thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
Probably three.
Three, okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Two.
Two, okay, thank you. Next question. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
That's right for me. It's about right, yeah.
About right, thank you. And will you say that there are too many or too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in warehouses, trades, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
All right.
About right, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes, restaurants.
Strong yes?
Strong yes for good restaurants.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, there's plenty.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No, I don't want a Target here. No.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No, there's plenty of those.
What about doctor offices and hospitals?
Yeah, hospital.
That will be strong yes or somewhat yes?
I think it's strong yes for a real hospital.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more in Laveen?
Good restaurants.
Okay, any names specifically?
Olive Garden, Cheesecake Factory, Pita Jungle.
Said Olive Garden. What else?
Olive Garden, Pita Jungle.
Okay. What else?
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. Okay. Anything else?
Not about it.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't know that. I don't keep up on that.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Don't know. Don't keep up on that.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
No.
Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
No.
Single-family detached homes, yes or no?
No. No.
Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a family or friend? Thank you. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or are in favor of each one. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you in favor or you oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly oppose.
What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Oppose strongly.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly oppose.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly opposed.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're about to be done here. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions about statistical purposes. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor of Science, college.
College, okay.
4 years.
What is your... What was that? I'm sorry?
I guess it's a 4-year degree. I don't know how to...
Yeah, I got you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, more than 125.
More than 125.
Thank you. Finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
It's Eric.
Thank you so much, Eric. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You betcha.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.